Okay, 40 acres and a clone mule. I'm telling you, we don't stop. So, in the background, we have some KLF, and they're doing some throat singing at you. And then we'll attack you with other throats. And if you're listening to this live, a week ago today, Peter Bergman of the Firesign Theater died, one of the four members of the comedy team that brought the comedy record album Kicking and Screaming into the psychedelic age. Bergman was 72, died of complications of leukemia, and he survived by the other three members of the Firesign Theater. And we're going to mix some in as is our want to do on 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. Maybe some at finger speed, some at regular speed. Probably won't play whole albums, but I highly recommend that you get a hold of some Firesign Theater and listen to those albums all the way through, because they're you could call it radio drama, comedy, surrealism, what have you. But they do have plot lines that go through, and sometimes some of the better albums I've listened to more than 100 times, and I'm still getting new jokes because it's so thick. So we'll play some little snippets and excerpts mixed in today, and you can go seek out the full albums at some point, because it's entirely worth the audio experience, headphone experience, a really good headphone experience, that stuff.
Lieutenant Random Cools at XPD, and he's been on the force so long he looks like a 57-year-old potato in a trick suit.
One for Fighter 22. One house by 45. One house by 45. This is one daddy, 57.
He's forgotten at home, and he runs his siren just for company, but he's a crumpled kind of hero to his wife.
This is one housewife, 45. Reading you, sir. Reading you, one daddy.
Where in hell's 1 foot fighter 22?
Locating. I have a 36
meter
location.
Okay, hook it up.
I am hooking.
What's she saying?
He's a tough guy with television dreams who's in a fight to keep this street quiet. His street.
This 1 foot fighter 22. Foot fighter 22.
This is one daddy 57. Where are you? State your position.
Position is vertical. Position of chopper horizontal. I have a suspect of obelisk at corner of police and eat the streets. We have a 666 going here, boss. We are closing.
Okay. Hold on! Oh, here's a beautiful little Negro school girl getting off the back of a bus here. She's right in the line of fire.
Sergeants, act police and state your code.
One daddy 59.
Seven.
I mean seven. This is one. Seat 12. down here. We gotta read this guy his rights, but
he hasn't got any. I'm going in there, boss.
Busting good. Go get him.
Hey, sir, what about the law? We got a possible 666 here.
Junior, you zip up your 492 and get off this feed. And you should go back to rolling P-38s on drunk patrol.
But, sir!
Kong, 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 can you report a code 13? Repeat a code 13.
A 1 Daddy 57, this is a 1 foot fighter 22. Affirmative, this sucker is exterminated.
Gee, this is awful, Dad. Arm loaded on dope and he's killing people.
Tell it to the Xmas Bunny, kid. Kong, Kong, how many did you get?
Reporting three unarmed tourists. Correction, one unarmed tourist, the other two head-ons, and one cute little
gag. One dog boots at nine. One dog boots at nine. Come in. Good news, boy. Long wasted the pussycat.
Jeffrey, you want to mark every death. That's the motto here at Ralph's Motorsport, new and used body shop in the city of the future. I'm Red Ralph's Motorsport here to tell you that everybody must die, but you don't have to be there when it happens. That's why we're having a great going out of body sale. Yes, you can live forever while your friends fall apart around you like rotten fruit. And here's how. Lease an organ or limb from our headless body farm. It's made in America from Americans. Enter the new century with these exclusive clone-ons. Napalor designer jeans, deluxe follicle hair mat grafting with upgraded media-sensitive stimulated wrapper filler, rear roll, non-glossy carbon intensified brutal guards, power moons, and tinted tint grill spoilers in slash dash or faux flannel. So come on down to Ralph's Sportsport, City of the Future, and do it today because there may not be a tomorrow.
Now, Ralph, he's always with.
Man, I got news on the nines with my man Ray the Hamburger.
When she must find out for herself the things her husband does not know, and face the fact that life must go on, even over the air.
Someone forgot to gas up the now mobile van.
It was me, but it was an emergency. I could take Mrs. Papat to the birthing class.
I mean, the mind just naturally dominates.
That depends on you, son. Thinking is just a matter of habit, just as most other involuntary actions. If you make no effort to control your thoughts, know that no matter how old you get to be, your thoughts will still remain unleashed like the Chinese.
Is that what they mean by a dirty old man?
That's exactly what they mean. Oh, my God, my friend. It's God's fault! It's that continual fight for self-control within each of us which makes for strong men and women. Isn't there a saying, it's better to rule half of yourself than to rule a kingdom?
The door, walk away. I love the SFTFC before I walk away.
We'll be right back.
they're busing the students in now to the Child's Correctional Film Institute, you know, so they had to have another lot for the
little...
Yeah,
but they've got TV installed on the buses, so they don't waste any time to learn.
Oh, no.
When
Dr.
Paul
gets
really...
Well,
my friend, Wacko the Invisible Man, you remember him? To speed up the busing process, they were going to start busing the children in high-speed fuel dragsters and funny cars.
Hot wheel your kid to school.
That's right.
Also, I've heard some interesting news, which is, I hear this from an executive, kind of a spy, an industrial spy, kind of young executive downtown who feeds me news on lunch hour, that many of the parents of the children who are being bused are also being bused now. They're being picked up at their offices by high school, and high-speed funny cars being bused to other areas.
That's bust in the sense of being kissed.
Well, that's bust in the sense of being busted.
You know, there were many executives actually that were kissed off in their offices. Bust to another area, and then busted there because they didn't belong there. And their kids had to come down and sign papers to get them out of jail. Well, I'm for that. Yeah,
what do you have to be for that?
Well, I know I had to sign that paper at my local scam meeting.
Hi, Elliot.
Hello, sir. I didn't expect to see you here.
Hello, Woodrow.
You remember my husband, Cecil? Good evening, Cecil.
Hello, Woodrow. Hello, Doris. Hello, Ethel. It smells like a dead cat in here.
And this is his famous, I am the president's man.
Thank you.
Son.
Yes.
Doesn't he wear eye makeup?
I am the president's man. I like what the president likes. If the president likes the Dodgers, I likes the Dodgers. When the president stands up in the cold at Valley Forge, I stand up beside him. If the president has blue cheese dressing and the baked potato, can I do different? Yes, I am the president's man. If the president sits on a stump, I'd be proud to sit on that stump just behind him. At Montenegro Bay, at Dorcas Point, in the Philippian War, on Bum's Spit, well, he was there. At Rudy's, at the Ritz, at 21, dancing all night. He was there, and I was right behind him, like a bridge. Sour cream and chives and your baked potato. Yes, ma'am. Just like
did you meet Ethel?
I don't remember. Would anyone like one of these?
Oh, hello, Cindy.
Oh, so what's
you
wrong,
dear?
Oh, and you must be.
My son is possessed.
Oh.
It's true. He spit green goo across the kitchen.
Well, work on your cooking, dear.
But his eyes are red.
Well, put him to bed earlier, dear.
And he broke the couch in half.
It needed reupholstering anyway, dear.
And?
Yes?
And?
Yes?
He listens to...
Hello, Sandy. I'm a Sandy, and this is Candy and Brindy.
Candy,
aren't you a friend of Kim's?
Kim's? You mean Kim Clark?
You mean Kim and Carl Clark? Please, Carl is my brother, Mr. Sue. I'm Candy Clark.
That's all right, Candy. I'm Cecil Sue. This is Nephew Shoe and Doris Green.
Oh, I bet you don't remember old Woodrow Stewart.
Stop it, all of you! I know what you all must be thinking. Brandon is never coming home. That Skipper's better off the way he is. Hey, Candy!
We'll be right back.
thin voices call out of thin air. Do you really care? Do you really care? There is no reason to be afraid. All of the bodies have been laid to rest. Nobody passes the test of time, the long climb into thin air. Thin air. There is no one there. Sighted without a sound, my voice is buried underground. There is no meaning to be found. Do you really care? Do you really care? Do you really care? Do you really care? There is no one. There is no one there. No spirits without hope, but nobody passes the test of time. You stand in line, you have your place, that in the space of moments fall from again, 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 to not at all. From again and again and again, to not at all. I do not fear the buried sounds of words that echo underground. A memory is a loaded gun, and I remember everyone. I remember everyone. I remember you. There is no one there. There is no one there. Why are you scared? There's no one there. Why are you scared? There's no one. You're clean, strong, and free, like you always wanted to be. You're alone, alone, alone. There is no one there. You're alone, alone, alone. There's no one there. We'll be right back.
dog and let's go. Come on, Blind Jim. Have you got it? You'll find out. Get in that barrel, darling, and we'll do it our time. Style.
They don't have the trained skills to be able to say it.
They were hitchhiking back to their homes in Michigan, but officers said they were holding a sign indicating they were heading toward Big Sur.
While the symptoms of silliness, constant smiling, distorted sense of reality, and mild paranoia. Who's that?
Remoteness. The police said the pillowcases contained 12 pounds of marijuana, which had just been dried. Authorities said they were tipped by a woman customer of a laundromat who reported a strange odor coming from the dry.
The Statue of Liberty's torch of freedom was dark today. A break in an underwater electrical cable, apparently caused by a barge floating in the air, cut off power.
declines include these: 50% in dysentery, 36% in appendicitis, 30% in rheumatic heart condition and chronic rheumatic heart disease, 38% maternal deaths, 47% nephritis.
Well, I think.
Shame. Sun.
because I'm
Times.
Oh, let me see that. Farmer Tech Sprouts must. Oh, no. Oh, here it is. Senator Soubrette found naked in detective's flat. But I'm not flat.
No,
look.
I'm not going to help.
Well, I'll just make a note of that.
Oh, make it a B note.
Make it a C note, miss, and we'll take the case.
But this is a case of the pox.
Not quite. Poxon?
We're about to embark on the strange case of the missing.
Yes?
Plot.
He's out all the time playing on a pimp softball team.
Yeah.
So he don't come around home much, I know.
I used to be living with a shortstop. The Hustlers softball team used to play them on the side of the graveyard down in Shelter City.
Oh, that was my friend Clarence Snake.
Thank you.
coming out of the car of young Frank is the celebrated English crime stopper, Hemlock Stone.
Frank, can you tell us what's going on inside?
But I can't.
Can the Acme stock withstand the slaughtering it's getting in the market?
Will Bolton. Tell me, Mr. Stone. Mr. Stone, have you got a statement for the radio listeners?
Yes, I'm quite jazzed to be here in Chicago, the home of the vacuum flapper, pig oil beer, and the Zeppelin Jew.
This is the microphone, sir. This is the microphone here.
And here's a special hello to its new owner, I'm sure he's listening, that twisted genius who should be beneath all this, the electrician.
The electrician, Mr. Stone, who's he and how's he connected with this case?
Excuse me, Mr. Stone, but we mustn't.
Surrounding hills, they huddle against the empty darkness round their suburban campfires. Above in the sky, the stars come undone. Below in the city, there's nothing but strange tone. Feels like all the faded
lights left.
the good news, corrections officials in California have disclosed a new protocol for executing Buck.
The plan calls for the careful selection of a team to administer lethal injections.
Going inside now, what a shocker this is. That dynamo detective energy has switched a new light on current events, marking the positive hope that it's going to run the negative force to ground. Wow. And now, while we're waiting for something to happen here, we're returning to Cuba's Lounge, the sophisticated music of Hotel Vermouth,
where Big Louis and his condom cocktail.
So it is that we are proud to welcome to our show tonight.
Ah, yes, good correction, Junior Sir.
Black and white and red.
a little, smooth like baby's feet, with big friendly eyes.
He sounds like a real nice guy.
Took him to the Swiss picnic for a good time, and he choked to death on a piece of cheese. Curio, Arizona, crumbling remnant of the Old West, or could it be the final resting place of a little guy from outer space? Could be.
Here we go. She's on a hidden tableau. Just the two for one, and the two for one is right down my alley sight. I'm just a wasted behind. Don't you know it's an easy thing when it's lost? Does it show when the air's afraid and it's tossed out? Lined with silver thread, I've seen you wasted behind. She's so lackadaisical, should have been a West Coast bride. Backseat on electric glide, pilots flying drive-by.
They invented the wire recorder? Well, I've seen it. I've heard it. Now listen to this.
Thank you.
human. Talk to them as a woman and a mother, you know? They don't appreciate things. It's a good point.
What about that
beautiful
ball?
Listen, my daughter Terry, she'll go to the cleaners with me.
Thank you.
the Butthole Surfers, ending the set as we started it. Butthole Surfers from Independent Worm Saloon, circa 1997. A tune called Edgar, before that Praxis, with a tune called Blast War Machine Dub. And that was from the Transmutation Mutatus Mutandus album, Primus, with My Name is Mud from the Pork Soda album, Primus, who, by the way, will be playing June 16th in Spokaloo, as you'll hear on the gig list. Pavement with Texas Never from the Watery Domestic album. Before that, the Poster Children with Space Gun from Daisy Chain Reaction. Para Ubu did Electricity from Ray Gun Suitcase. We had a Circumstantial Happenstance with Fire Sign Theater in there. Before that, Mogwai did Summer Priority version from Young Team, Fire Sign Theater. Before that, Polyphonic Spree did It's the Sun from the beginnings of the Polyphonic Spree. Polvo did, well, we had some Fire Sign Theater in between that song too, and the song before it, which was Polvo with Tragic Carpet Ride from Celebrate the New Dark Age. We had a Circumstantial Happenstance with the Melvins and Fire Sign Theater mixed. Before that, the Pack AD with Build from the Funeral Mixtape album. Big Black did Pavement Saw from Songs About FCCing. No Means No did Ghosts from 0+2=1. Fast and Bulbous covering Captain Beefheart in instrumental squonk out form. We heard The Past Sure Is Tense. We had a Legal ID with a Circumstantial Happenstance that included the Fire Sign Theater. Gong did Fohat Digs Holes in Space from the Camembert Electrique album, their first album from the early 70s. And we started the Butthole Surfers from their first full-length album. We heard Whirling Hall of Knives. And we started with a big, fat Fire Sign Theater Circumstantial Happenstance at the beginning of the show, which is called 40 Acres in a Colonial, coming to you from Circumstantial Happenstances and all. In the background, music from Popol Vuh from the Corps de Verre album. Stay tuned.